You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the life.
Welcome today to Lifeline. Brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Dr. Bob here. Welcome. Always glad to come before you every Saturday morning. Talk about the wonderful things of our Lord Christ Jesus. So good to be here. Just want to tell you we love you today. Glad to be here. Glad to talk with you. It's just a privilege. It's just an honor. Listen, if you've got friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24/7. Just simply go to WCNO.com. Scroll down to the word on demand. Click on that, no matter where you are. If you have friends anywhere in the world and they're enjoying it, you're getting anything out of the program yourself, if we're helping you anyway, well, serve the Lord by just clicking forward. In other words, call someone. Tell them, listen in. You can do that. Just really anywhere in the world, you got friends, family, whatever. Let them know. 24/7, WCNO.com. Scroll down the word on demand. Click on that. You'll see a calendar. Click on that calendar. We have 3 years teachings on you. You can pick it up anytime that you desire to do it, all right? Okay, listen, got a special guest here with you. I'm going to introduce in a minute. We're going to talk about things today that we really need to talk. We're going to talk about the healing hand of our precious God, our precious Savior Jesus. We want to help you today to get here. We really do. We just want to do that today. I'm going to introduce my friend Tim Quackenbush. I've known him probably maybe 30 years. We're old Full Gospel Brothers. That's how we met, I believe, Full Gospel Brothers. And he's been doing missionary work in Serbia. Just want to ask you, Tim, a lot of Muslims in Serbia, aren't they?
Not so many Muslims. They're Greek Orthodox.
Greek Orthodox.
A lot of tradition, little knowledge about Jesus at all.
Is it very hard to get out the word? Is it hard to minister to him? Is it tough?
No, actually, it's easy if you follow the Bible pattern. If you try to do it religiously, very difficult. My pastor in Serbia explained it to me this way just this last year. He says you cannot separate the word Christian from Serbian. They identify themselves as Christians without even ever reading the Bible without any knowledge other than we go to
that's
church.
That's a hard guy to work with. That's my worst guy. I don't like That's a hard person to work with, and they're all Christians from the day they're born.
People get upset. I often tell them the hardest spirit to cast out of people is a religious one.
That's for sure. When you satisfied your success there?
Yes, we have great success. We have churches from one end of the country opened up to us because we stick strictly with the scriptures, and so many of them don't know anything about the scriptures. Yeah. Of course, the Orthodox Church, they fight us.
I'm sure so.
We're a threat to them because people don't have to pay for their sin anymore.
Well, you know, when you stick with the Word of God, if you're going to help anybody, it's the only way to do it. But it speaks. I mean, you can beat your head against the wall, but the Word of God either speak to someone or get them out of the way. One of the two.
Yes.
But this is definitely a dividing point. Well, listen, I want to tell you, I want to tell my audience out there why I brought you here. I didn't even tell you. I'm actually using you. I drafted you. I was in church with Tim about 2 weeks ago. I want you to listen to this today. Now, this is a big day. We're going to do a healing service here today, and this is very important. I'm talking with Tim. I hadn't seen him for a long time and so on and so forth. I haven't seen Tim for 30 years. The last I remember, somewhere around that time, I heard you went to Ohio. I didn't know you were still around the world. So I heard your name and saw you in church prophesying. I thought, man, I know that guy. And anyway, I was talking with Tim a week or two ago, and a lady that I know, not real well, but I know who she is, very honorable person, come up to him and said, "Will you excuse me, please?" And I said, "Yes." She walked up to Tim and said, "You know, you prayed for me Wednesday night." And she said, "I've been suffering with certain problems for 6 months, every day." She said, "I want you to know, after you prayed for me, after you laid hands on me, I have not had one problem." So I actually drafted this guy without even telling him. I got him here for a reason. I got him here to get my audience healed. I got him here today because of the testimony that I heard out of another person's mouth. He prayed, the person got healed. That was good enough for me. So I want you to remember now that today, if you have need of healing, I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to open this phone lines a little bit and give you a chance to call in. We're going to do a live program here. And if you have need of healing in your body, we'll let you talk to Tim. If you have anything else, talk to me or whatever. You can talk to either one of us, but Tim has a hot hand today to get people healed. He's moving in that gift. He's operating in that gift. I'm an eyewitness. I heard the testimony. And as soon as I did, I thought, wait a minute, I'm going to put this guy to work. So I've got this guy here, Tim, today to help you get healed. So I want you to know that the hand of God will be here today. The Lord is with us today. This is your day. This is your day to cry out to the Lord and get healed. I don't want you to think about how many times you tried to get healed in the past. I want you to think of just how faithful Jesus is. In other words, put your faith in him and his ability and not the condition. Just think about how much he loves you. I want you to think about that. Listen, I know how it is when you're struggling to get healed, been through it myself, and been preaching the gospel for a long time, and worked with a lot of people in this area. You have so many failures, and after a while, you kind of feel defeated. Look, I don't want you to do that. I want you to put all of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to give you a couple of scriptures before I open up the phone lines. John 1:4 says it. Now, I love this. I just want you to, what we want to do really is bring the presence of Jesus to you here today. We want you to know the healer. We want you to know how much confidence you can have in him. I had confidence in what I heard this woman say to Tim. I thought, wait a minute now. I mean, I brought him here for that reason. Well, listen, I get my confidence from the Word of God. Here's what John says. I love this testimony. He's talking about Jesus now. He said, and this is the guy that wrote the book of Revelation. This is the guy that knew Jesus above all men. This is the one that leaned on Jesus' breath. This is the one that Jesus loved. I mean, this is a wonderful testimony. He said, that which is from the beginning, John 1:4, which we have heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and hands have handled the word of life. He said, I touched the word of life. I handled the word of life. In other words, John was with Jesus. He knew him so personally. He is a witness of everything Jesus said. He's a witness of everything Jesus did. He said, I touched the eternal life. I handle the eternal life. That just moves me when I think about that kind of witness. I want you to hear that kind of witness before we pray for you. He said, well, the life, he's talking about Jesus, the life, he calls him the life. Jesus, the life, was manifest, and we've seen it, and we bear witness and showing to you that eternal life. I want you to see the eternal life, he said. He said, he was with the Father, and he was manifested unto us. I touched the eternal life. I handled the eternal life, he said, and I want to show him unto you. And then he says this, it really moves me, that we have seen and heard. We declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us. In other words, you can have the same fellowship with Jesus that we have. We're the disciples. We're his apostles. We had fellowship. You can have that same fellowship that we have. He's always have the same fellowship that we have with him. And he said, truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Christ Jesus. Now, Tim and I have fellowship. Listen, here's how the Word of God works. I haven't seen this man I know for close to 30 years, right? He's been somewhere serving the Lord. I've been somewhere serving the Lord. But nevertheless, Tim and I have fellowship in the Lord, like John is speaking of here. In other words, we have fellowship with him. We can always have fellowship. If you just trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you always have a friend. You always have a comforter. I mean, he's always with you. It's a wonderful thing. If you don't know him today now, I want you to call in here, and we're going to tell you how to get saved. We're going to make sure that you are saved. Or if you just have any kind of need in your life, we want you to call, and we're going to be praying for you, okay? Now, 1 Peter 3:18 says this, for Jesus also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Look, we're going to open up the phone lines now. I want you to give us a call. It's 221-1100, 221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8999. I don't care what your need is here today. You can give us a call, especially if you're out there and you can't get here, you've been struggling, and you give us a call here. Let us pray for you. I mean, the anointing of the Lord is here today to heal you, okay? And the Word of God is here for you today. And also, listen, Tim and I both can hear from the Lord. No matter what you are, if you're desperate out there today, you need a word from the Lord, you've been hurting, you've been crying out, and you don't feel like your prayers are going anything, you give us a call here. We can hear from the Lord for you. Whatever you need today, you give us a call. All right, now give us a call here. 221-1100, out of town, 888-221-1100. 89.9. Tim, you had you just had a great miracle. You just had a heart bypass, didn't you?
Yes, actually, I had 5 heart bypasses.
Wow.
April the 1st. And I believe while I was in the hospital, the doctors actually gave up on me because they did the thing wrong, and I ended up back a second trip with a major infection. Spent 25 days in there, and they were literally trying to send me home with a high fever and with my pulse oxygen excessively low just to get me out of the hospital. But God sent some people there, and they prayed for me. They came with that purpose. They drove from Stewart up to Fort Pierce, 6 o'clock Sunday night. They came in my room, and when they came in my room, that moment, God turned everything around.
My Lord. God is so good. We're talking about the living God, just like he did for Tammy and do for you. Give us a call here now. Listen, if you want Tim to pray for you, give us a call here. 221-1100. 888-221-8999. I'm a personal witness of a woman that said, you laid hands on me and you prayed for me Wednesday. I was healed that moment. I've been suffering for 6 months, and I know this woman. She's a very impressive lady. So if you need a healing today, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 221-1100. Out of town. 221-8990.
Bob, you know, since I went through the surgery, I'm limited in what I can do physically. And a few weeks back, I was trying to change the brakes on the front of my car. Probably not supposed to do that because I don't have the strength, but I have, you know, all the tools and all to do that. And for 2 weeks, I would go out and try to take the wheel off my car, and I would get the wheel off, but I couldn't get the brake system loose because I didn't have the right tool, I didn't have the right wrench, and I couldn't get to it because of my physical inability. And God used that to teach me something. If you don't have the right tools and you're not doing it the right way and you're doing it in your own strength, it's not going to get done. So I had all these things in my own life God uses to teach me. And I was sharing with another church after that how when I went to the store and bought the $7 right socket, I put it on there and changed the brakes in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, people try to do the healing process without following the formula, and the Bible's very clear in James 5, there is a formula for Christians to be healed. And if you don't follow the formula, just like if you don't take the right prescription, don't ask God to
take over. Hey, give us the formula. Give us the formula. We're listening.
Well, the formula is found in James 5, verse 13 through 15. And it starts without if any is afflicted. And in the very next verse, it talks about is any sick. So affliction is not sickness. It's a hard trial. Oh. It said if you're going through a hard trial, you should pray to God yourself.
That's good.
You know, yeah. I used to tell people when I was pastoring, don't wake me up in the middle of the night to pray for you until you've prayed for yourself.
Yes.
Because you have the same faith I have. You have the same authority with God that anybody else has. Often we go through hardships because of our own choices. Not always, but often it's we bought a car we couldn't afford.
Oh, yeah.
We bought a house too big that we can't really afford it. We did something on the job and we got fired or whatever. So our hardships are often caused by ourselves, and we have to be the first one to intercede for that. And then he says, if anybody's happy, let them sing a song. We got a call coming.
Great.
He said, if any is happy, let them sing a song. It's interesting that he doesn't say if you're sad. It doesn't say if you're sad, sing a song.
What's she calling for, do you know?
Take the call.
I got it. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, this is Debbie.
Okay.
And I'd like to ask for a prayer for Evan. Searching and asking God to show me what his purpose for me is.
Okay. Are you aware that God is anxious to show you his purpose?
Yes, I believe that he is.
Okay, because he's more anxious to show you than you are probably to find it. Because until you get in his purpose, everything is just happenstance. When you get in his purpose, everything changes around and becomes for him, to him, and there becomes a reason to live and a reason to exist. And he said it that in his word that if any of us lacked wisdom, which could also be understanding about our direction for our life, we should ask him and he'll give us more than we need. So we'll just pray right now and believe God for that, okay?
Okay.
Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We claim your word, the authority, because you said you would honor your word more than your name, that you will give this dear caller the answer for her purpose in life, that you will give her the answer for your direction in her life. Father, you said if we ask and seek, we will find. So we declare right now by the authority of the name of Jesus and by your word that you are God and you cannot lie, that you will give her direction. You will show it to her in dreams and visions, that you will give it to her by other people who are able to seed into her life, and you will show her clearly and precisely your will and purpose. In Jesus' name, we receive it right now.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
I got it. Miss Bob, can I help you?
Yes, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, what if, God done put you in a particular spot, right? And he told you to stay there, right? And he already told you to go to a certain place and do some work and everything, which I've already did, and that didn't work out. So, and now the adversary is here. I mean, they've been here all along, and what if they keep, they're doing little stuff to get me agitated and everything else, and I'm waiting to God to handle these people, but they're doing a little bit too much, because when I leave the residence where I am, I come back and there's things being stolen. So how do I handle that?
Well, that's a big question. First of all, you're absolutely positive, sure, you heard from the Lord, or you're in the right place for sure. Are you?
Sorry?
I said, are you absolutely sure that you're in the right place, that you're where God put you? Is that for sure you know that?
Well, before I came here, I was going through something with another apartment complex, and I just prayed. I said, Lord, I need a place to stay, and this one came available, so I'm not going to say it's the right place, but I guess it was the right place. I'm not sure. He didn't, It came available at the right time. That's all I can say.
In other words, it's what you needed. It's the best you can do. Okay, I understand that. All right. Now you're just going through issues, and you can't. Here's the thing about it. Jesus said one thing. It always stands out with me. In this world, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And the old saying is, he really didn't promise a rose garden, but he did promise to comfort you in every situation. You know what I'm saying? He did promise to, if you'll be faithful to him, he'll walk you through life. He'll take care of every issue. Now, if you're in a bad neighborhood, if you're in a place where people, this is what you call you're living in the fallen world. And when you're living in the fallen world, Jesus said, we're not of this world, we're of the kingdom. So what you are, you're probably a light in a dark place. All right, well, darkness is always going to try to put out your light. Darkness is always going to try to overpower you and take you out, okay? The only advice I can really say, the only thing I would say to you, unless they mess something different, is listen, you know who you are, and you know you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. You do the very best you can do. You keep on walking it out. No matter what you're facing, you put more trust in the Lord. Don't worry so much about what you're seeing with your eyes. And what you spend, but just keep trusting the Lord. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking, and he will walk you through it. One thing for sure, if you're really doing all you can do, always know this. You're definitely in the hands of the Lord. You're definitely in the will of the Lord, because how it looks in the natural, God has his hand on you, okay? You just keep going in the direction you're going. You trust him in everything, okay? God bless you. Anything, thank you for calling, too.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We're finished up, Tim?
Getting back to James 5, to wait for the next caller.
Listen, if you... Go ahead, Tim.
It says, if any...
Take this call. Hold on. Go ahead. Go ahead, she's screening her. Go ahead. You're not on yet. No, you're not on. Go ahead, talk.
Oh, okay. It says, if any's happy, let them sing a song.
Yeah.
Notice it doesn't say if anybody is sad.
No.
Because if you're sad, you're going to sing the wrong song.
Yeah.
You're going to sing Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Been In. You're going to sing If It Wasn't for Bad Luck, I'd Have No Luck at All. But if you're happy and you sing, it's going to influence people around you.
That was my song before I got saved. What do you got there?
Hello?
Bob?
Hello?
Yeah, you got
hello?
Hello? Yes, you're on the air?
Yes. I'm calling because I need healing for my ears. They've been ringing very loud for several years.
They're going to stop this morning.
Thank you. So I can sleep at night because I can't. I haven't been able to sleep for several years.
Okay. Well, we know from the scriptures that it's the enemy Satan who tries to keep us from sleep because God promises rest to his children. So if you were standing here in front of me, I would place my hands on your ears. So I want you to reach up and touch your ears right now.
Okay.
Okay. Father, in the name of your son, Jesus, right now, we speak to these ears as her hands touch them for my hands because you're touching my hands. I ask you right now to send healing to her ears. Ringing, we command you to stop in the name of Jesus. We take authority over you based on the word of God. We remind you that you are a liar and a deceiver. You have no authority unless we give it to you, and we're not giving it to you. We're taking it back from you in the name of Jesus. Ears be open, ringing stop in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Dustin, and believe the word. Believe the word spoken. Believe his prophet, so shall you prosper. So just believe it, trust it, okay? Have a great day now. What's that noise?
The radio was too loud in the background.
Oh, I see.
And he says, so if you're happy, you're going to you should sing. Because if you're happy, you're going to sing songs like I'm Blessed, Oh, I'm Blessed. And you're going to sing songs like What a Friend I Have in Jesus. He provides all my needs.
I have a question. You said something a minute ago that got my attention. You said the difference between, when you started out, you said this is the difference between.
Affliction?
Yeah.
There's like a difference between affliction and sickness.
Yeah.
Because he deals with affliction first, and the formula is different for affliction than for healing.
I like that. This is Bob. Can I help you?
Hi. I'm calling for prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
And first of all, I want to thank you for your program. It is very empowering to hear the word of God, the word of God spoken of in truth. I have a pain in my stomach.
All right. What's your name, honey?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon, okay. I'm going to let Tim pray for you because I know the Lord's using him. I'm a lot of witness of that. So I'm going to let him take over and pray for you, okay?
And do have a song after you do it.
You have what?
I have a song.
All right. We may or may not be able to do that, but go ahead.
Okay.
Place your hand on your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we believe you right now. You have paid for the healing by your stripes. You have already done this healing 2,000 years ago, and you said the only reason we don't receive it is because we don't apply it. We don't discern what you did before you went to that cross. So, Father, right now, we accept your healing in this stomach. Lord, we don't care what the doctors call it because they name everything. And you said that everything that's named in heaven and earth will bow to the name of Jesus. Stomach problems, bow to the name of Jesus now. Yes, we declare it so. Because you said you will honor your word. Lord, you said we call things that are not as if they are because it's faith in you and what you've done. So we declare right now that the stomach is healed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sharon, I'll hold the song for another time because I appreciate it, but we got a lot of calls here, so we're just hold on to it. Thank you for it, okay? God bless you.
In verse 14 of James. Chapter 5. It says the formula for sick people. Remember I talked about if you're afflicted, you should gone through a hard trial, you should pray for yourself.
Yeah.
If you're sick, it says you should call for the elders of the church.
Yeah.
The elders of the church are supposed to be tested and tried people.
Yes.
We have too many elders who have never healed anybody, who haven't really ministered to anybody. They just have a title or a position. The Bible's very clear. You're supposed to know the people that are praying for you. You're supposed to know their faith, their walk with God, and whether God is really using them. It says, so you're to call for the elders of the church. They're to anoint you with oil, and they're to pray over you. And then I love it because it goes on and it says, when they pray the prayer of faith, verse 15, It'll heal the sick, forgive the sins, and raise the person up.
Praise God. Thank you. Hey, listen, give us a call here. We're doing healing service, but listen, what's your need? Maybe you just have a broken heart. Maybe you're just troubled. Maybe you're going through things in life. Maybe you have children. You're oppressed over your children. Maybe you're just fighting a battle by yourself. You just need somebody to come and join. Tell me, I'd be more than glad to get in agreement with you today and fight the good fight with you. We want to do that. Give us a call here. 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8999. You can give us a call. We'd be more than glad to pray for you. Listen, there's many families. I know this for a fact. I'm very involved out there today that's got sons and grandsons and daughters and granddaughters strung out on drugs, alcohol, issues of all kinds. If you have a troubled heart, you're trying to carry that burden on your own, well, we're servants of the living God. It's our job to help you carry that burden. It's our job to speak a word into your life and bring comfort into your life. We work for the Master himself. So if we can help you in any way, you give us a call, 221-1100. Out of town, 221-8990.
Let me give another scripture. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul is giving the church the order of the communion service or the sacraments. And he says in verse 30 that there are many weak and sick and many people sleep, it means dead, because they don't discern the Lord's body. Let me just share that nobody gets healed until they discern that Jesus already paid for their healing.
I like that. It's true.
They have to discern that 2,000 years ago, Jesus spent 3.5 years healing everybody before he could save anybody. When he got ready to save us, it only took him 6 hours on the cross. But he spent his lifetime healing, proving that he had the authority to heal. And then the Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 and in 1 Peter 2:24,
that's my sermon.
By his stripes we're healed.
That's my verses this morning. Listen, we need the support. We appreciate your help very, very much, and we really need to help pay for the program. I appreciate very much if you would support the ministry. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Also now, if you have an interest in serving you, if you have an interest in missionary work, you just put the name Tim on there. And I'll see that he gets it. If you send any kind of donation, I'll see that he gets it. Remember, just put the name Tim, and I'll see that if it's missionary work or having this in this country of Serbia, and I'll see that he gets it. But we need support. And also, email us. No matter what your question is, what you're going through, if you'll email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. That's T-R-Y. Trylifeline, one word. trylifeline@gmail.com. 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 Support the ministry. It's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958.
Let's have a closing prayer because we're running out of time. Father, we just come before you right now for the people that want to call in and the people that have needs. You're the God that does it. It's not us, it's you. And we ask that you minister to them individually where they are, as they are, as they reach out to you, that you will get all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Don't forget, first, support this ministry. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Or send us an email at trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. If you want to support Tim's work, just put the name Tim somewhere. I'll see if it gets there, okay? Take care. Have a great day. God bless you. Tim, appreciate you today. I'm sure these people are getting healed. Glad to hear from you. Appreciate your work. Thank you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day out there, everybody, okay? Goodbye now.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.